Good morning. Welcome to Life Fellowship. It's a great morning to be alive. Turn in your Bibles, Psalm 142. David wrote this psalm when he was hiding in the cave from Saul, and this is what was going through, some of the things that were going through his mind. Psalm 142. I cry aloud to the Lord. I lift up my voice to the Lord for mercy. I pour out my complaint before him. Before him I tell my trouble. When my spirit grows faint within me, it is you who know my way. In the path where I walk, men have hidden a snare for me. Look to my right and see no one is concerned for me. I have no refuge. No one cares for my life. I cry to you, O Lord. I say, you're my refuge, my portion in the land of the living. Listen to my cry, for I am in desperate need. Rescue me from those who pursue me, for they're too strong for me. Set me free from my prison, that I may praise your name. Then the righteous will gather about me because of your goodness to me. Couple things went through my mind as I read that last verse as I was studying for this. And the lesson aim, when we step forward in obedient faith, God will be with us to overcome obstacles. And I started thinking about different examples of that in my life. I remember in the summer of 97, Darlene and I were talking about, and I was interested in doing some more schooling, and we started praying about it, and actually it might have even been before that, and we started moving towards some things and applying in different places, and remember we started praying about a place to live, and we were living in Southern Ontario, and we were looking at a school out in Manitoba, which is about 1,300 miles away. And we had been praying about this for a while, and it started taking some steps towards it. And we were praying, Lord, if this is where you want us, will you open the doors? And one of the things we were looking for was a place to live. And started talking to this guy who was selling a trailer right on the college campus where we were looking at. And it was a 14 by 64 trailer. We hadn't seen it, just pictures. And he was asking $18,000. And I remember praying to the Lord, if this is where you want us, will you make a way? And we didn't have that amount of money. And I got a call from a family member. They knew we were looking at something, and they said, hey, we have some money. It's not in investments. It's not making a lot right now, and we'd like to give it to you. And it was a couple hundred less than the total. And they said, we want to give it to you towards this trailer, mobile home. And we eventually moved, felt the Lord nudging us, and that was a confirmation. And taking steps towards something, and as we moved towards it, the Lord opened up doors. He could have closed them if he wanted to, but he chose to open them. And God's able to lead us in meaningful ways today, just like he led Joshua and the Israelites. When he asked, God told Joshua to have the priest step into the Jordan before actually anything happened. And I think God calls us to live like that today, even in our faith, in a real God that's alive. Let's pray. Thank you, Lord, that you are alive and you care about us. And the story of David in a cave, things didn't look really that hot for him at the time. But he chose to choose a path that honored you. And I pray that we would be challenged in that this morning as we study your word and look at Joshua's life. Keep us, direct us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.